1269. Hello and welcome. This is SDF Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269.
One other party is in this conference.
Hi all, this is Glofu. Welcome to SDF Open Voice over IP. This is held daily from 0200 to 0300 hours UTC, or 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in on the SDF Voice over IP SIP system at extension 1088, or you can call in at 929-299-1269 or 206-299-2120, extension 1088. Talk about whatever you would like. And it is broadcast, of course, over Anon Radio, SDF's internet radio service. Okay, so hopefully we get Pizza Pal and Kim. Should we make go for the topic? Or one of many topics.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Maybe Jazzmaz. It sounds like Cam's going to call in, hopefully Jazzmaz and Pizza Pal and a few more. If I can get my cat to talk, I will do that.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Hey, is this Cam?
Yes, that is me.
How's your evening?
Pretty boring.
Yeah, same here. It was pretty rainy. So you're doing the Plan 9 boot camp? Someone was saying that's a really stable operating system, so I wonder if, you know, having a Plan 9 thin client or something would be a possibility.
It's more of an experimental type of operating system.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, there's not going to be a modern web browser for it that'll actually work well on modern sites.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Maybe
yet.
There is, but not that I know of.
Last developed in the 80s or something? Or 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. But, yeah, I've gone into Gopher now, and that is a lot better than I expected it to be.
Yeah, you can do a lot with it if you're willing to figure it out and do stuff more manually.
Yeah, well, I guess the HTML I wrote by hand, not with an IDE, which made it a little more complicated than I guess it could have been, but Gopher formatting is just so simple. I wrote up a couple bash scripts to pre-format flog posts and then to add in the most recent flog posts to the root Gopher map of the flogs, both in my host server and in SDF, and that did not take much effort.
Yeah, I like the way it does the formatting much more than HTML.
Oh, yeah.
You can do more with HTML, but it's so much simpler. If you're just wanting to do, like, daily updates, like an MOTD type thing, it's very nice.
Yeah, exactly. And so, Cam, do you have used the SDF Gopher space?
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Wow, the little can opener on this thing is horrible.
A can opener?
Yeah, on this multi-tool. Or not can opener, bottle opener.
So you're opening up a Coke bottle or something?
Yeah, some ginger beer. And I'm just destroying
the
lid. Oh,
ginger beer, okay.
Okay,
cool.
I got
like,
it.
Like ginger ale?
Yeah, but it's more spicy. Much stronger.
Oh, it is alcoholic. Gotcha.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's kind of like ginger ale, but it has a lot more ginger flavor, and it's just more, like if you were to take a bite out of a piece of real ginger, it's pretty strong, and it's like that.
Okay, nice. That sounds quite good.
Mm-hmm. Who else is in the call? Or is it just you?
No, just me, but maybe Jazz Matt or Pizza Pal will join.
Okay.
I think Pizza Pal posted. Oh, Pizza Pal is asking how you make the banner pages and things on Gopher.
Oh, that's the, there's a specific thing you have to do. I don't remember how you did it.
MK Gopher to set up. List directories in a Gopher map.
This specific thing of ginger beer is supposed to be like the strongest one they have, but it's really not. It's not that strong.
Not the strongest ginger flavor. Is this something
yeah, I like it to
locally made?
Burn my
or...
sinuses. there's companies that make it. This one is called, it's made by Reed's. And it's all right, Reed. But it's not as strong as I'd like.
Okay, so R-E-I-D-S apostrophe S?
R-E-E-D apostrophe S.
Okay, gotcha. Let me look that up. Maybe you or I can post a link in the chat for our wonderful listeners. Reed's ginger beer. Reed's ginger beer. Reed's ginger beer, craft ginger beer, 548 Walmart, authentic Jamaican style recipe. Is it alcoholic? No. Nope. Extra ginger soda. Extra ginger beer. Maybe that has enough ginger. I've had ginger candies that are actually quite good. Candied ginger,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah, the ginger candies are usually pretty good. Some of them are kind of not great.
Open like, VoIP 929-299-1269.
Really good.
Yeah, the ones they had were the soft, chewy kind. Bits of sugar on the outside. And very strong. Very, very strong, as you said, sinus blowout. well, what I remembered was that.
Going through and updating all of my virtual machines.
Nice. Do you have systems to automate that?
I do need to automate it, but I'm too lazy.
Normally it's the other way around, that people who are lazy automate things.
I should just make a container template that already has updates automatically done.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I have to mute this thing. There's other people talking.
Oh, there's other people talking. I can't hear anybody else but you.
Well, it was on my computer.
Oh, I see. Okay, so I pinged Jazzmaz, and I'll see if he wants to join in.
Should probably see if SMJ responded to me on Matrix yet.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully so.
Because Tobe told me he has some experience with the PDP and DEC systems, and I think you saw what I was saying earlier about the memory cards I found. Well, not found. I have, but I'm trying to figure out
where
you go in. I'm reluctant to put SSH keys in my SDF account because there might not ever be a way to get back in if I lose the keys or the private key.
Oh, you mean again from SDF because you'll, if anything happens to SDF, you'll lose the private keys on your account.
No, if I use, like, SSH keys to log into SDF, if I lose the key on my computer, then I won't be able to log into my account unless password authentication is allowed as a backup.
Oh, I see. And from the virtual machines?
Oh, no, this is just specific to SDF.
Oh, okay. Just from your computer to SDF.
Because on SDF, I can't access it physically and move a new key on if I lose the keys that I do have.
Oh, I see. So this is just the connection from your desktop to what is it? SDF.
Yeah, I just go from my laptop over the Wi-Fi to SDF.
Gotcha.
It might be a good idea to use a VPN because everyone can see my IP address, but I'm not really concerned about that as it is.
Yeah, I guess a VPN would be good to protect you from intruders.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There's not much I have, at least on my network, that's not secure. Well, there's not really anything, actually. Pretty much everything I access through and SSH, and I have password authentication disabled, and I just use keys.
Oh, okay, so you're just logging in with no password, just with private keys on both sides.
Yeah, I have, my personal server, yeah. I have password disabled so that there's no way anybody could get in with a password.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Well, hopefully we get another caller at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing from SMJ, but I imagine he's often pretty busy.
Yeah, he's in Japan now.
Is he there permanently?
In Japan or Korea, I think it was Japan. I don't think it was intended to be permanent, but now it sounds like it's becoming permanent.
Because of the pandemic?
I guess that, and he just enjoys being there.
So, what's he going to do about, so who's taking care of all the stuff at SDF?
I guess, I have no idea. I guess there's other people.
Yeah. Because sure, you can do quite a lot from remotely, but if something goes down with the hardware, someone has to fix that.
Yeah, I would guess there's other people who are helping out, but I, like you said, I don't know who.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Oh.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Quite the quiet night.
Yeah, pretty quiet. I guess nobody else. Was it busier last night?
Last night, I think we talked for like 2 hours about mesh networks and network architecture.
Oh, with who?
Robert, I don't remember what. I think it was Robert 588. Is that the name?
Yep.
Pretty sure that was him.
Oh, okay, just Robert 588, no jazz mess.
Some other people were on at one point, but I think we were the only ones left for the last hour.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's fun. Mesh networks are always good. Let's see if my cat wants to join in the call. She's kicking around a pen. Hey, hey.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
How much space does Plan I take up?
Probably not a lot. I would guess probably in the megabytes.
Oh, really? Okay. Tens of megabytes, hundreds of megabytes?
I don't know. I can look it up. Plan 9 or 9 front?
Plan 9.
I've never installed it, so I wouldn't know. Well, I've run it, but not, like, checked out the storage. Maybe the installation instructions will tell me. A hard disk with 300 megabytes of unpartitioned space and a free primary partition slot. So 300 megs, according to the installer.
Okay, that's pretty small. And which version is this? Is this the 90s version? It sounds like the fourth edition is the last, and that was released in 2015.
I don't see anything about versions. It just says installation instructions. It's at 9p.io is the website.
Okay, I see now I'm reading about 9 Front Fork. It has unofficial development.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few forks.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
It looks like Ninefront still is working, or whoever's developing it is still working on support for various Ethernet and Wi-Fi chipsets.
That's good.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are three other parties in this conference.
Hello, third other party.
Hello, this is Publius. Just calling in because I'm experiencing a strange phenomenon, and I can't figure out whether it's something that's actually happening or whether it's a delusion caused by some form of DNS caching somewhere.
Oh, I see.
So...
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
I just didn't hear what you said.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, what I was saying was that if anybody wanted to attempt to assist me, what you'd have to do would be to either use... Well, you could use curl, or you could open a browser window or whatever. It's not a big deal. But tell me what the... web address, so http://, obviously, but what atomicblah.st, in other words, atomic blast with a dot before the ST, resolves to for you?
Atomicblast.st, okay. So
atomicblah.st, yeah.
Oh, blah or blast.
So it's a busy...
atomicblah.st, never mind, sorry, I'm being stupid.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so curl atomicblah.st. SDF public access Unix system. I was able to get it. HTML headers, SDF public access Unix system, H3.
It's just the SDF page.
Yeah.
Right. So if you were to do /index.html.
/index.html, okay.
Oh, are you trying to redirect? Now. Are you trying to redirect a personal domain of yours to your SDF page?
So it's more complicated than that. What I'm going to ask you to perform a second test, which is to use the same URL but prefix it with www.
Okay. www.atomicblah.st/index.html, running in curl. Oh, I'm getting something now. Beavers have their dams and rabbits their warrens, but they cannot begin to envision the Grand Coulee or the London Underground.
There's this bizarre phenomenon which is going on, which I am now going to explain to you. That in my HTML directory, there are two symlinks. One is... atomicblah.st, the other is www.atomicblah.st, and both of them point to the same place.
Hmm.
This behavior is very strange. And what's more, neither of them is pointing to the thing that you have actually succeeded in retrieving. This is the exact same behavior that I'm seeing, and I am...
Thank you for listening to Open VoIP. So I did the curl www.atomicblah.st/index.html. Get on the mic. Get on the mic.
Yo, check it. Get on that mic. You are the DJ.